we've grown the brand and the lifestyle and the you know, the hot and fast style of cooking. You know, when I first told somebody I cooked ribs in 2 hours and brisket in 4 hours and won a big square trophy at American Royal with it, you know what I mean? They think I'm crazy.
I said it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Hi, this is Tim Shear with Shake and Bake Barbecue, and you'll see me with the Barbecue Fight Club.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us now, one of the most exciting and award-winning pit masters and teams in the game right now, is one of the driving forces in the industry on the equipment and sauce side. He is also the tallest man in barbecue, the one and only Tim Shear from Shake and Bake Barbecue. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. Good to be here, buddy.
Well, you are actually on the road. This is walking the walk. This is living it, right? This is leading by example. And for those people that are going to be successful in the competition barbecue world, certainly you got to be able to make food. Certainly there's the camaraderie everybody enjoys. But in order to be successful like you have and compete for team of the year, you got to be able to travel.
Well, that's right. This is the real deal, man. It's absolutely what we do. You know, so spent all day yesterday scrambling and gathering up all my equipment and supplies and finding the right meat, and today we hit the road. I got the whole crew here. I got the number one team in the country with me right here. All three girls and Mama Shakes right here too. So we're making our way across Illinois right now.
We can't say which direction you're going into because, as you know, it's an undisclosed location. So you could be going west, south, north, east. You never can tell. But the one thing we do know is you're heading towards the BBQ Fight Club. And so talk a little bit about that. You have the best team. Normally, if this was a normal competition, Tim Shear could just handle it by himself. He could just head out. He could take it. But this is up against your contemporaries, some of the biggest and best teams, world champions and all that in the world of barbecue. So you felt like you needed the A team for this one.
100%, man. You know, this was when this came up, you know, I told the girls and they said, heck yeah, we're in. So we've been talking about it. I've got a little tenley on chicken. I got T-bone on ribs. Tatum's running the pork. And I'm going to try to handle the brisket. So Mom will be taste testing and keeping everybody in line while we do it. But no, we're really looking forward to it. You know, it's been a little while since we were able to compete, and we're all itching to get back out there. It even feels good to be on the road.
You see, and that's part of it. Part of the kind of the inspiration and just the way that this was even possible to get teams like you guys, like Darren Worth, like Smoking Hogs, like all of them to be able to be even available, because you'd be off winning championships all around the country at this point in the year. Right. So just because, you know, just like, you know, whether it's racing or the NFL or sports, everybody's on the sidelines. So in a way, not only are we going to be entertaining a worldwide audience in those 42 plus countries that KCBS sanctions competitions in, but really it's kind of for everybody, right? All the barbecue people that know, love, appreciate what you do are going to get to see some great stuff.
Well, that's what's cool about, you know, only six teams. You know, you've watched, you know, some documentaries and some other shows, and they show you an overview of 50 or 100 plus teams, you know, and with only six teams, you're going to get an inside scoop on everything we do, and you're going to be up close and personal behind the scenes, and I guarantee you'll find a few tips as well, I'm sure. You know, so that's what's going to be really neat about this. And not only the tips, but the camaraderie between the teams. And I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of trash talking, as I've already heard Mr. Darren Worth.
Yes.
Trying to instigate some stuff. But that's all right. That's all right.
Of course I was talking with him, and he said, well, Tim Shear already knows he's going down, and I'm not sure he's aware of that. I'm not sure.
It's news to me, Dane. It's news to me.
I'm not sure he's thinking that. So here's the thing. Yes. Does it, I think anything, even with the restaurant business, so people out there that hear it, or even just if you're going to do your own, you know, cook your backyard stuff at home, and certainly on the competition side, consistency is the key. And so, I mean, for an event like this, certainly the backdrop is great. Certainly the other teams are great. But, you know, what you do by yourself with you and your team at Shake and Bake, it works. So do you just block everything out and just do what you do, or do you let any kind of the outside stuff affect how it happens?
No, I'm pretty good at staying focused on our cook, for sure, you know, during the day. You know, I may lead out that I'm not that focused on it, but for the most part, I try to be pretty focused on it. And that's kind of part of it, you know. I mean, with only six competitors, and they're all friends of mine, and well respected, but at the same time, you know, there's nothing better than trying to beat your friends that you do respect, and that's an even bigger win. So there's a lot on the line. There's going to be, you know, I'm sure some serious moments, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of fun at the same time. But we're all going to try to win this thing, and we want to have those bragging rights more than anything.
Yeah, and the camaraderie is there too. And so there's going to be on Monday, there's a barbecue roundtable, maybe combination like cooks meeting kind of thing, where everybody will get to kind of sit down, shoot the breeze in a setting with no fans, no people, just you guys, right? People who certainly know and respect each other, but of course you want to win. So that's going to be an opportunity to kind of share that family atmosphere, the camaraderie, that stuff that goes along with it. You mentioned the fact that, you know, as far as staying focused, but you're one of those guys that like no other. And I think it's one of the things that people love about Shake and Bake and what it is that you do is on the multitask side. So you're not only just going out there and winning championships and competing, but you're also creating some of the best brands, one of the driving forces in the industry, shepherding some great traditional brands into even higher success. So let's talk a little bit about Gateway Drums. It's one thing to go ahead and be great at barbecue. It's another to create all the accoutrements that you need to do it.
You know, and that's something that, you know, I've kind of fallen into and taken it in stride and really taken a lot of pride in here, you know, especially as we've grown the brand and the lifestyle and the, you know, the hot and fast style of cooking. You know, when I first told somebody I cooked ribs in 2 hours and brisket in 4 hours and won a big square trophy at American Royal with it, you know what I mean? They think I'm crazy, but when you show them those items on the shelf and the trophies and the awards, and, you know, that definitely helps your sales curve, you know, and so helps increase your sales. So, you know, it helps tell the story, and it's one of those things where, you know, barbecue was always low and slow and you had to do it this way or it was terrible. And I totally disagree with that. I think there's a million ways to do it, and I happen to do it a lot faster than most people. And, you know, we've developed a product and a style and a cooking method that works, and it works in less time, and it's a heck of a lot of fun, and we all enjoy doing it.
And it's one of those things, right? Not only to get it done from point A to point cooked, but to win championships along the way. I mean, literally, it changed the game. And that is, I think, one of the most exciting things about it. You look at everybody on the sideline during the pandemic, but you guys have really been, at least on the business side, well, just even on the, just on the action side, been almost as busy as ever. So at the finish off last season, you know, win reserve grand champion at the Jack, and then you've got this year, you're really fired up on the education side, the barbecue league. Let's talk a little bit about that. I'm always a guy who says it's never too late to go back to school. And Professor Brad Leininger and Tim Shear, you guys, classes in session with the league.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we've tried to do is kind of bridge the gap between competition and everyday cooking in your backyard. You know, so we wanted to take our competition success, and that gives us kind of credibility when we speak or when we do a demo or a video. You know, so hopefully people take us a little more seriously when they watch these things. But we want more people to be interested in the sport because it's been very good to us, and it's been a lot of fun. And obviously we have products that we think can help people out, you know, even in their backyard game, not just competition. So we're trying to create new content and get followers and spread the good word of barbecue more than anything, you know. So that's also been a lot of fun, a lot of work, but at the same time, it's kind of what we do. I mean, we've been busier than ever with all of our businesses and stuff right now. So it was, you know, it's kind of, thankfully we've been able to, you know, ride through the pandemic and all that. So it's been crazy, but, you know, we've been trying to adapt and learn on the fly and keep everything moving.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and being kind of as busy as ever when it comes to some of this, creating some of these new ways and kind of expanding the reach of the barbecue world, something that's been around for a long time and has legendary status within the industry, but is the profile is being raised. And in fact, some really exciting stuff. So Blues Hog, obviously been there forever. You guys have taken it and worked to promote it and expand it and all of those things. And it's got to feel good to have Blues Hog be nominated for the Hall of Fame. So this was another thing, even though everybody's on the pandemic side, you had some really cool stuff going on.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, you know, Bill Arnold created a, you know, fabulous sauce many, many years ago. And unfortunately his health hasn't been the best here lately, but, you know, I still talk to him daily and you know, we work together, motivated as ever to keep the brand going. He loves what we've been able to do in conjunction with what he started. And, you know, he's told me a couple times in the last week that I don't think our best product's out yet. So, you know, we're both always working on new things, and we've obviously been trying to do a lot of marketing and just trying to get the brand to where we thought it should be and where it deserves to be, you know, for him and everybody else. So, you know, it is a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, and we've got a lot of great people on our staff at Blues Hog, and you know, that makes it a lot more fun.
Well, let the listeners know we're talking with Tim Scheer, the great pitmaster from Shake and Bake Barbecue, and of course behind Gateway Drum Smokers, Blues Hog, and the Barbecue League. As a guy that is, and one of the last things here, as a guy that is, you know, a big picture thinker, right? Seeing things out and looking to kind of extend what barbecue can mean to people with, you know, KCBS now sanctioning contests in 42 countries and all around the world. What do you see as the future for barbecue? What do you see as the way that it can expand through events like this? Certainly, you know, stars like yourself and the contemporaries that'll be there for BBQ Fight Club, you know, they're the ones that are able to go, you know, around the world and do either classes or appearances. I mean, the world is getting into this style of barbecue.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've been Australia and Europe, and you know, Canada is one of our biggest growing markets right now. And, you know, that just tells you that, you know, it's really just getting going over there. It's really gaining popularity like crazy. So, you know, and I think it's still growing in the U.S. as far as cooking at home. And I think that's been proven here with this pandemic and everything, that, you know, people aren't going out to eat right now that much, but they're definitely cooking at home and buying grills and sauce, and charcoal's been like toilet paper lately. So, you know, it's just been crazy. But, you know, as far as the future, I see, you know, I see KCBS being very active. I see them trying some new things and maybe some, you know, new ideas, single meat contest ideas and stuff like that. We've been working with them on already, trying to get, you know, a little bit easier access to a point of entry in the barbecue competition world. So, you know, maybe less big trailers and more kind of back to the easy up way to go and in and out in a day as opposed to spending the night. Just anything to keep it fun and keep the people interested in it and, you know, and keep spreading what barbecue is all about, which is gather around, hanging out with friends and having a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see what happens, how it all kind of shakes out over the next few years. And we know that you guys, and of course Shake and Bake, will be right there on the front end of all of it. Excited, want to share with people coming up on Fight TV Monday night. We've got, I think it's 5 p.m. Central Time, the round table, the barbecue round table with all of the teams that are represented are going to be there for a free preview to kind of share what barbecue is and, of course, what we can expect on the main event coming up on Tuesday. And Tim, as we let you go, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for sure. But if you want to share your social media, ways people can keep up with all your adventures, and they are extensive, let us know.
Yeah, you can find us at Shake and Bake BBQ on Facebook and Instagram. You know, hashtag Blues Hog Nation as well, and Gateway Drum Smokers on Facebook, Instagram, and let's see, and thebarbecueleague.com. I'm sure there's a couple more that I'm missing, but anyway, that'll get you started.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to be pulling for you. I know one that won't be is Darren Worth, so excited to see you at the undisclosed location coming up, and thanks, Tim, for jumping on the show today.
All right, Darren, who?
All right, thanks,
Dane.
Thanks,
I'll let you later.